Created in 1990 by the United Nations Development Program, it attempts to measure well-being more broadly than simply by how much money people have. It uses three measures: life expectancy, education, adult literacy and mean years of schooling combined, and income, purchasing power parity dollars per capita. Each of the three figures is weighted equally to produce the HDI. The HDI is rated from 0 to 1. Higher numbers mean the country is better off in those three areas. The HDI measures human well-being in terms of a person's ability to enjoy a long life and basic education as well as income. A country's standing changes when the availability of education and health care, not just purchasing power, is taken into account. A comparison of energy usage underscores our affluence. Because of a lengthening list of luxuries, numerous electrical gadgets and toys, large air-conditioned cars, skyscrapers, and so on, North Americans use vastly more energy per year per person than South Americans. In fact, although there are approximately the same number of people in both North and South America, North America uses 86% of all the energy used in all the Americas. Money spent on health research tells the same story. Rich countries, of course, have almost all the available money for medical research to solve medical problems. Naturally, they spend it on health problems in rich nations, even though health problems are much worse in poor nations. 90% of all spending on health research goes to study 10% of the world's diseases. The percentage of income spent on food in different countries provides another stark comparison. In the United States, it is a mere 9.7%. In the United Kingdom, it is 16.4%. In the Philippines, it is 48%. Agony and anguish are concealed in these simple statistics. For persons in the U.S. spending 9.7% of their disposable income on food, a 50% increase in food costs is troubling but not disastrous. But for the one already spending 60% of income on food, a 50% increase means hunger, malnutrition, and perhaps starvation. Calorie consumption tells the same story. People in many poor nations consume fewer than the daily minimal calorie requirements, while people in the developed world have more than they need. While lack of food destroys millions in poor lands, too much food is devastating millions in affluent countries. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 65.7% of all American adults were overweight or obese in 2001 to 2002.